Appreciate our visitors being here this evening with us, and I hope you have enjoyed sharing your evening with us here and come back when you have every opportunity to do so. Also, thank you each member for being here and for the elders giving me this opportunity to visit with you for a few minutes. There lived in this little farming community where I was born and raised a man by the name of Anthony Johnson. He came to America from Sweden. Of course, when he spoke in broken English. He became a well-respected man in the community. The farmers would hire him, and Anthony was always grateful for any work that he could get. On this particular day, Anthony's job was to drive a team of horses that was pulling a hay wagon. He would drive the wagon loaded with hay to the barn, and when it was unloaded, he would go back for another load of hay. What you children may or may not know is when a wagon is loaded with loose hay, it is piled quite high on that wagon. The driver would sit on top of the hay and try his very best not to slide off. Otherwise, if he did slide off, he might be kicked by a horse or run over by the wagon, or worse yet, both would take place. Anthony was getting along well that day. His trips to and from the barn were uneventful. However, between the barn and the hayfield was a creek that had to be crossed. I see the expression on your face that you're ahead of me. With Anthony sitting high on top of that hay, he started to cross the creek. Suddenly, the wagon tipped over, and Anthony was buried either at the bottom of the creek or in the hay. But he was neither seen nor heard. Some of the men in the field saw the accident and called out. They ran to the creek and began to yell for Anthony and to dig in the hay to find him. Eventually, Anthony crawled out from beneath the wreckage. The men hurriedly brushed the hay and the mud off of him and were asking him if he was okay. After making sure he was not hurt, one of the men asked him why he didn't jump. Anthony said in his broken English, "How could I jump when there's no place to stood?" Why could Anthony not stand on the hay and drive the horses? Because the hay is too slick underfoot, and it moves about when the wagon rocks and shakes on rough ground. That's also true when we deal with the pleasures of sin and try to capture its fulfillment. Our spiritual footing is on slippery and unstable ground. It moves about. We try to move with it, but it can shift so fast that we cannot get our footing. But all seems so exciting. Do you want to know what's really happening? It's all designed to destroy us. Yet hope against hope, we think we can outwit or outsmart the father of sinful pleasure. Sharp cleats on the bottom of our shoes cannot anchor us. Nothing can anchor us. Yet man stumbles and fumbles about, testing everything he can in an effort, making an effort to be sure that worldly pleasure and excitement can be captured. My friend, in the world of sensuality, greed, and power, there is no permanency. The lasting foundation of godly hope and promise is never found. It's destructive, for such is like the assurance one gets when snapping a chicken's pulley bone. There is no promise. Making up one's mind that self-salvation is the way, it is a hopeless and fatal end. Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verses 19 and 20 says that saints, meaning Christians, are of God's household, being built on the foundation of the apostles, prophets, and Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through him, John 14:6. And while thinking of Christ, Acts 4:12 states that there is no salvation in any other than Christ Jesus, for there is no other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. He provides a foundation of salvation, forgiveness, and freedom from sin and eternal loss, and showers peace and joy to God's children that surpasses understanding. He provides grace and mercy when we are desperate for blessed relief. The Corinthians were told in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, that man cannot lay any other foundation than Christ Jesus. He is the only spiritual foundation. 2 Timothy 2:19 tells us clearly that the firm foundation of God stands. I have a surprise for you. Even Jesus has a solid foundation. God the Father. Acts 7, 55 and 56 is there for us to think about that. You can stand firm on the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel, but how do we know that we can? Because Romans 14, 4 tells us that the Lord will make His people stand. My friends, there, that is where our only foundation is found. His love and promises are assured. Do you believe it? Should you have any need at all, please come while we stand and sing.